take a couple of bows because yesterday, two nice ideas from Form to win. Danya's Magic, a square second, just got overhauled late by Princess Nina, but they were 1-2. As it happens, they were the top two for the race under the analysis. And then in the ninth race at Tampa, Baby Boomer at 9-2, also a good second. So some productive ideas yesterday by Form to Win. Good morning, Papo.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, it was an okay day. The first Exacta came back halfway decent. But I mean, the big thing was I just looked at those races for, you know, basically 2 minutes and just looked for to try to find a price horse to get involved and was able to hit the front Exacta, you know, just boxing those two. And then the second one, the value wasn't there, so I didn't play it at all. But, I mean, it's the best thing that we talk about using the app is just the speed that you're able to look at a race and able to identify contenders and players relatively quickly.
Well, let's do it again. Let's pick a race or two out for today.
I was looking at Gulfstream. You know, I was trying to go through and find some horses that were not the favorites and were dual qualifiers. I found a couple. Gulfstream Race 7, just going 8 furlongs on the turf. Now, without putting in any filters on Form to Win, it's already identifying the horses 4 and 2, Gallon Mass, who's 3.5-1, and then the 2, Thunder Ride, is 8-1. And then when I put in my own filter, those same two pop up. So I'm going to kind of mess around with the number 2 horse, Thunder Ride, at 8-1 in Race 7 at Gulfstream Park. Fits both credentials that I was looking for, both using the filter and not on Form to Win. And then if you go to Gulfstream Race 9, we got a decent field of 9.
Mm-hmm.
There's a price horse in here that fits when I apply my filter, and that's actually, you know, when I don't apply the filter, the number 9, Gypsy Wife, 12-1 odds. I don't know if she's going to be good enough to win, but she fits on Form to Win. And I mean, we've got a good body of work to work with. She has 9 starts, when I apply the filter. So, you know, we'll see what kind of trip she can work out from post 9, but I'll, kind of mess around with her and maybe key on her in the exotics.
Talk about what did you do for a filter here, because it's an 8.5-furlong turf race, and we understand the 4 apparently. Okay, I'm told the 4 in the Gulfstream 7th, Galleon Mast has scratched the 4. So Thunder Ride is, well, but now it's down to a 6-horse field. This Gulfstream card's a little tough, a little meager, frankly. But what did you adjust in terms of distance for the ninth?
I looked at races between 8 and 8.5 furlongs, just knowing that the Gulfstream turf course tends to play towards front end speed.
Yes.
And she was third on when I applied that filter, and she was a price. So that's what I'm kind of going to work around.
Okay. All right. Well, and I actually, when it came to Oaklawn, as Seth was talking, that's how I came up with that Cali Nikki in the ninth at just a 10-9-2, the D'Amato with Arietta, 8-1 on the 12. That was in the ninth at Oaklawn. So there's a couple of ideas, and tomorrow we'll do a full-fledged weekend preview with Form number 2 Win, form2win.com. Download it, and next week we're looking forward to you being able to use 2 free races on a daily basis, and get really accustomed to it, and then you can subscribe. We want people to really understand what they're working with, because it's powerful and productive. Papo Morales, Papo Core One. Good luck today. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Steve. I'll be on Twitch today at 4 o'clock. Going to Form to Win. If anybody wants to tune in, I'll tweet that out so you can like it.
You bet.
If you choose, but yeah, I'll be just kind of explaining everything that we talk on the phone and going a little more into depth.
Excellent. I forgot it was Thursday. The week has flown by. Unbelievable. Papo Morales, everybody. Papo Core One. And I'll send out a retweet of his Twitch show later. Seth Merrowitz with us, of course. Steve Haskin. Tony Black for a funny segment. And Dick Powell. Dick is suddenly, like, for me, like, the way I used to provoke Satish. Dick is... I'm Satish when Dick is on with me now. Good luck today, everybody. Weekend preview tomorrow. I mean, the week has just flown by. 9 o'clock tomorrow. See you then.
It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
Why, in the past decade, has BRL Equine become the premier equine supplement company in the industry? Because we spend millions in research and development before we ever put out a product. Because we use only FDA-supervised facilities to manufacture for us. Because what we say is in them is in them. Because they work. Because if you're not happy, I'll give you your money back. And because top trainers and veterinarians in thoroughbred racing, standardbred racing, three-day eventing, and barrel racing all trust in BRL Equine. Shouldn't you? To find out more how Flexify HA, Unlock, Bleeder Shield, and EPO Equine can help you, contact me, Joseph Vellante, 215-501-6880.